Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. There's no winner declared yet in the U.S. presidential election. 270 electoral college votes are needed to win. The Associated Press says Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has 264 electoral votes and President Trump has 214. The Trump campaign is now suing swing states to stop ballot counting. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports that Pennsylvania is one of them.
The Trump campaign is suing Pennsylvania to temporarily halt vote counting until campaign observers are given meaningful transparency to the process. Governor Tom Wolf says the legal action goes against the most basic principles of the nation's democracy.
It takes away the right of every American citizen to cast their vote and to choose our leaders. Our election officials at the state and local level should be free to do their jobs without fear, without intimidation, without attacks.
President Trump has falsely and prematurely declared a victory in the Commonwealth. State election officials say it's crucial for Pennsylvania to have an orderly and complete vote count. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
The situation is different in Arizona, where dozens of Trump supporters demanded that ballot counting continue. A group chanting "We love Trump" gathered at a counting site in Phoenix.
We love Trump!
The Associated Press has called Arizona for Democrat Joe Biden. Another outstanding state is Nevada, where Biden has been leading. If Biden wins Nevada, he wins the election. NPR's Leila Fadel reports Nevada state officials will resume ballot counting this morning.
The Secretary of State made the announcement after early votes, Election Day votes, and mail-in ballots received by November 2nd were counted. What's left to count are the mail-in ballots the state received on Election Day, provisional ballots, and mail-in ballots that are still arriving. In Nevada, every eligible voter was mailed a ballot in the midst of this pandemic, and the state will accept ballots postmarked by Election Day until November 10th. The president prematurely declared victory in this tight national race, adding he'd go to the Supreme Court to stop ballot counting. It was an unprecedented move that many expected, as he once again falsely called fraud. It raised the specter for ugly battles ahead in places like Nevada, where ballots are still being counted. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Las Vegas.
The House of Representatives will remain in Democratic control, but several Republican women flipped seats. That includes in Minnesota, where Republican Michelle Fischbach beat longtime Democratic Congressman Colin Peterson. In Florida, Republican Maria Elvira Salazar defeated Democratic Congresswoman Donna Shalala, who was also a former Health and Human Services Secretary in the Clinton administration. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 618 points, or more than 2%. The Nasdaq is up 2.5%. This is NPR. Tropical Depression Eta is moving over Honduras toward the Caribbean Sea. It's moving slowly and dropping exceptionally heavy rain. Eta is expected to gain strength back over the water and could reform into a tropical storm. In Pakistan, a security guard has been arrested and accused of killing the manager of the bank where he works. He had accused the manager of blasphemy. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad. Vigilante attacks against those accused of insulting Islam are widespread in Pakistan.
In a video shared on social media, the security guard is seen marching down a street, flanked by men who cheer him on, and they chant. They say beheading is the only punishment for the blasphemer. While sipping a cup of tea, the guard insisted in another video that he killed the manager because he did not believe in the Prophet Muhammad's message. It is a crime to insult Islam in Pakistan, but the mere accusation of blasphemy can trigger vigilante attacks and even lynchings. Residents in the area told NPR that the slain bank manager was a religious man who funded local seminaries. They said the security guard was likely angry because he'd been disciplined by the manager for turning up late to work. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen is in self-quarantine, and so are four of his cabinet members. They recently met Hungary's foreign minister, who later tested positive for the coronavirus. The Cambodian government says the prime minister has so far tested negative for the virus, and so have the other officials. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.